Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand. And for my next guest, coming from Los Angeles, California, she is the owner of Divine Arts Mastery of Healing. Please welcome everybody, Desiree Foster. Desiree, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Good day, everyone. I wanted to start off by giving thanks to the universe and blessing me with this interview, and much gratitude to National Broadcast, and thank you for this opportunity, and everyone that's listening and working for National Broadcast, and prosperity and abundance to you all.
For sure. Thank you so much for that. And why don't you start us off with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
I'm a master Reiki practitioner, and I work in the greater Los Angeles area. I work with the universal life forces, as well as being led by my spirit guides to remove blockages, to ground and balance and heal your seven main chakras, which are your root chakra. It's located at the base of your spine, and your sacral chakra is located under your navel. Your solar chakra is located at the top upper abdomen. Your heart chakra is located at the center of your chest. Then you have your throat chakra, which is located at the center of, is located in your throat. And then you have your third eye chakra, which is located in the middle of your forehead. And then your base, which is your crown, is located at the top of your head. So I work with Reiki symbols and master symbols to accelerate the speed of my sessions with my clients.
Very cool. Now, how is it that you got started, or what really inspired you to actually do what you're doing now?
I started off based on me being a nurturing person, and I'm fulfilled in servicing and teaching others. I used to work as a behavioral therapist for autistic children, and I work with the mental disability as well. So I've always had a connection in helping others, and just the nurturing side of myself, and always caring. But you also definitely have to believe in Reiki, receiving it. And Reiki connects definitely with ourself and everything around us. So Reiki can help others, as well as it helped myself with personal growth and attaining personal goals and healing the mind, body, and spirit. Reiki can help others as well, too, which it has helped myself with stress and depression, anxiety, any negative self-talk, and toxic relationships, addictions, and as well as negative behaviors, negative conditioning behaviors.
Gotcha. Now, when someone reaches out to you for help, say for the first time, what is it that you mostly come across? Do you find that most people are dealing with one specific type of issue or multiple issues? What is it you find?
I've had people dealing with multiple issues. I've worked with clients that suffered anxiety. I've had cancer patients as well that I've dealt with. Clients that are looking to gain some clarity and to see a little bit clearer within their path and where they would like to be headed to in the future, dealing with their career and work and so forth, as well as I've dealt with clients suffering from addictions.
Cool.
So it's been all over the board for me, yes.
Yeah, so it seems like a variety. Now, do you have any plans for the near future? Are you looking to possibly expand into more things, or really just hone in on what you're doing now?
Yes, my plan definitely is to travel, setting my intentions to travel and raise the vibrations of the collective by applying and teaching Reiki to those who are seeking to align to their higher self. I'm also in the process of collaborating in the greater Los Angeles area with a mental health nonprofit to offer my services to the employees and participants to raise the awareness of holistic wellness.
And what would you say is your favorite part of what you do now?
My favorite part in what I do would be teaching others, teaching others how to heal themselves as well, because we can all heal ourselves. So I like the interaction that I have with my clients and them being able to open up to me due to me being an empath and connecting with me personally.
Very cool. And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Everyone can contact me at divinehealing911.com.
Sounds good. Well, Desiree, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you, Elvis. I appreciate the honor to actually interview and get my business up and going and out there for everyone to hear and be open to holistic wellness.
For sure. Thanks again. And for everyone else listening, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
680 to 9010-4.
Order the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.